Good evening, folks, and on behalf of Mother Nature, I'd like to personally welcome you to the season of fall. I'm your host, Todd Ramsey, with tonight's contest as the Unburned Cats have their first home game of the season as they host the newbies, the Raiders of East, the Memphis Yellow Jackets. Alongside me, Todd Ramsey, as always, is a true professional. He has a license to prove it. Please welcome the broadcast, Dave Hanson. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing well. Which three are that accumulated?
It's hard to believe, really. After tonight, the season is a third over.
It's gone by so fast.
Very fast. Well, it feels like fall here tonight, folks. Overcast skies all day, slight breeze. I don't know, sprinkles and the smell of gridiron is in the air, folks. On the field of throws, Army and the visiting Memphis Yellow Jackets are running up. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to us by Thumb Center, the Talk of the Thumb, and Max Insurance Agency, Randy's Second Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's Student Family Center, Cat Great Air Energy Shindy Center, Bad Axe, Central Bank, but also throughout the Thumb area, more sales of Carroll, and more shoreline assuming, the main insurance agency, Ugly Motor Service, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Baymore State Bank, and Bayport Pigeon, and Bad Axe, and D&M Cabinet. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, All Rights Reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular. Well, it's time for a quick break. We're going to be back. We're going to break down all the various games leading up to the WNEW Sports Game of the Week. Memphis and Upley kickoff is at 7 p.m. to minute right here.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yeehaw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Trail cameras by Multi and Cuddyback. Tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Don't miss the 20th annual used gun auction held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the Thumb provides for the Thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast. We're at Memphis at Hubs tonight in week number 3 of high school football. I'm Clark Ramsey, alongside with David Hanson. Doing our numbers tonight, Tyler Kowalski up here in the press box. And a beautiful Jerry Herb Field in downtown Hubs. Well, let's just do some other games, Dave, here before we take a break for the news quickly here. Lakers at Vassar. What do you think of that one, Dave?
That game might be one of the better games to watch. Listen to Clark. I think two teams are really going to battle it out for four quarters.
Then we have Sandusky at Cass City. That one is, you know, doesn't count for lead. Cass is a little banged up, but what it really is also that one.
Well, Sandusky gave Harbor Beach as much as they could handle last week. I expect them to bring the same to Cass City and get prepared for another GTE game.
Then we have Bay City, All Saints at USA. I feel like USA should be able to take that, no problem.
I don't know a whole lot about Bay City other than USA is very solid, very disciplined, as we've seen in week one when they faced off against Ugly. I assume that 2 weeks later that they will be in even better shape. I like them probably by multiple scores.
USA has a very strong backfield, especially with the Waters line. Then we have Reese and Maddox. As much as Maddox has improved over this, I really think Reese is going to do a right throw.
Reese is always a powerhouse. They always have good athletes, big linemen. Maddox is in a match for them yet. They're improved, just like you said, but Reese is still too big and too fast.
And then we move to Saturday. In fact, we have a few games in the area. Tomorrow at Gatewood, Harbor Beach will play Manali. It's about a 4.5-hour difference between the two schools. So we're meeting halfway, and we're meeting to play Gatewood against Manali.
You know, Clark, I think it's a really exciting game, especially if, you know, for the local area, not just Harbor Beach, but the local area in general. Harbor Beach is very banged up. Big injury there to their best running back there. We'll see what they got in store for Menominee, but I expect Menominee to bring them all they can handle in that time. It's going to be a good game. I hope for the local area, Harbor Beach can pull it off, but Menominee is probably going to be very tough to beat there.
A little side story and backstory on Menominee, the Division 5, they were the 2006 and 2007 state champions, I believe. And they run a similar wing offense, area field, they're using the T formation, wing T. What Menominee just said is a similar wing, and that means that for you, you don't have a quarterback, you have three running backs in the backfield, or two running backs and a fullback. And it makes you switch to one side or the other, and they gain an extra blocker in doing so since they don't have a quarterback. So it's kind of, you know, more numbers on less numbers, and it's really interesting about the information there. Then the other game we have tomorrow on WRW is Rick Raza, Eatman, football, North Carolina at Caseville. That's Caseville's first home game in 20 years, and you can catch that one on WLAW with Rick Raza at 1 p.m. Well, it's 6:34 on your FM dial, 102.1 FM, which means it's time for the news. We'll be back after this. Memphis, W at 7 p.m.
And I'm Jerry Stocker with your WLEW News Update, national international news courtesy of the Associated Press.